It's finally time to get serious about building your brand. You already have the skill and the talent, so let's put the pieces in motion right now. Let Trevis Bailey guide you through the process of creating a strong and consistent digital presence. Sit back and relax and prepare for your brand new life.
Greetings and welcome to your Brand New Life podcast. I am Trevis Bailey and I am excited about this opportunity that we have to grow into successful entrepreneurs. Through a series of in-depth conversations, I am sure that you are going to feel better about stepping out into your brand new life. I want to welcome you and I want to thank you so much for listening. If this is your first time, I want to say thank you for stopping by. If you would do me the great favor of subscribing to this podcast, it would help me out so very much. You can leave your comments and reviews and just, you know, let me know what you think about the podcast. I really want to make sure that the content that we're putting out is something that's going to help you grow and help you be successful. If you have questions, if you want to ask me something, feel free. My email is hello@trevisbailey.com. I want to make sure that I'm available to you. I will answer as many as I can as soon as I can. And I'm just excited about helping. So without further ado, let's jump into today. Today we are talking about defining your pricing structure. This is a big thing for a lot of brand new entrepreneurs and even some seasonal entrepreneurs. We tend to put ourselves in the place where we don't value what we have and what we do. And today I want to really just shed some light on that and I want to help you get through it. Someone once said to me, if your voice doesn't tremble a little when you quote your own prices, you aren't charging enough. And that really stung me because for the longest time, I was focused on being the most affordable, or I chased clients when they decided against working with me. People would say, oh my gosh, I can't pay that. And then I would come back and say, what about this? And it doesn't work well for you as the business owner, as an entrepreneur, it doesn't work well for you. But when you do that, when you really take the time to define your pricing structure, you begin to place value on your work and your time. And, you know, if people or clients or whoever are taking you away from your family and your activities and your whatever else you do in your free time, then they should pay you for your time. You're worth that. So I just start out real quick and just kind of tell you how I got here. In our Facebook group, I realized that this was a hot button topic because, there are people that are doing, there are a lot of people right now that do photography, graphic design, and those are just a few of the things that I do as well. And while I'm not, the greatest that ever lived by any stretch of the imagination, I'm pretty comfortable in what I do. You know, I'm pretty confident. I have good equipment. My things are up to date. So, I think that I do a pretty good job. But when I first started out, when I first started doing photography, and if you want to go back to the first episode in the podcast, I can tell you much more about my story. But for this particular conversation, I decided after we got married, my wife and I got married, that I wanted to get into photography. And so I tried a couple different things. I borrowed a camera and I shot a wedding. I had no idea what I was doing, but I tried it and I did it and people liked it and I grew it into a business. And that was great. That first year of doing photography, I think I did 19 weddings over the course of a year. And so that was an amazing return, but I didn't always charge what I should have been charging. So it didn't always work out the best. But my point is this, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I was trying to offer. I didn't know how long I wanted to offer it. I didn't know who I wanted to take part in what I was offering. I had no idea about these things. And so I just Googled, I found something online and I put it on my website and I said, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to charge. And what I found out was that I am not very good at quoting prices. I struggle, and to be quite frank and honest, I suck at it. I'm not good at all at, upholding my pricing structure. Now, thankfully, I am blessed enough to be married to a woman that, will man her gun, so to speak, and will keep, things where it should be. And let me tell you why, and this is leading into our first point, but I'm going to tell you why that's important. For anybody out there that has a partner, that has a friend that you are in business with, define your roles. If you can define your roles and you can start weighing your strengths and your weaknesses, and you can tell that, you know, maybe the money side of the business isn't for you, then let the other person do it by all means. My wife does that for our company. She handles the quotes because I cannot handle them. And let me tell you why. I get passionate about projects and, you know, I want to see people succeed. I can see my place in helping them succeed. You know, I come up with these great ideas that are going to get them to the next level and I'm super excited about it. But I can't move from there because I want to help them so much and I'm willing to drop my prices down to help them. And what that does, and if you heard me in the opening, you know, you're taking time away from my family and my activities. You should pay for that time. But instead, because I really want to help somebody and I'm passionate about what I do, I'll give a discount. So this leads me into point number one. Never quote in person. I don't care what happens, how well the presentation is given to you, how awesome a consultation goes. I don't care if you know in your mind exactly what you're going to quote them right then and there. The value of being able to wait at least a couple of hours if you have to is to give yourself time to really answer all your questions about the project. Is this going to entail me adding extra expenses? Am I going to have to go out and hire an extra photographer? Am I going to have to bring in another accountant? Like, what is it that I'm going to have to do to meet the need of this client? And you don't always think of all those things when you're in their face. Okay. So never quote in person. That leads back to the heart issue for me. I can tell you, let me give you an example. I am passionate about children. I love children. I have five of my own and I'm very passionate about the things that children do. You know, I love being around kids. I love, you know, I was a teacher in preschool for 10 years. So if that tells you anything about my love for kids. So let's say I meet a client and they say, "Hey, Travis, I'm a teacher. I would love for you to create a personal brand for me as a teacher and a leader to other teachers." That's so necessary and it's so needed. We need role model teachers to stand up and to say, you know, this is how, here are some techniques that work in my classroom. What about you? And get that conversation going. Man, you come to me with a project like that, I'm liable to tell you a stupidly low number. But because I never quote in person anymore, I can go home. I can discuss it with my wife. We can look at what we already charge for those existing services to be able to build that brand. And my wife will follow up with them. I don't have any more conversation. My wife follows up with them. She talks and she asks more questions and she pulls more information out. And before you know it, she's sending a formal email quote. And the options on that email are to accept or to decline. There is no wiggle room. There is no what about this or that. It is solid. And a lot of us miss that opportunity because we want to close the deal. We want to settle on it right then and there because we can see as entrepreneurs, sometimes we get behind on the eight ball when it comes to finances. And so now we can see the money coming in and it's right in front of us. And I don't want to lose this opportunity, but I'm telling you, as God is my witness, don't quote in person because it leads to number two. Clients that need a discount don't really need you. Now, this is going to be a hard truth. And everybody might not agree with me, and I'm okay with that, but this is my opinion. If someone approaches you and you have your pricing information set and they start asking about discounts and discounts and discounts and what can I get for this and what can I get for that, they're no longer focused on your skill. They're more focused on their bottom line. And while I understand that every project and every person has a bottom line, at the end of the day, that person that asks you for discounts up front, 9 times out of 10, in my experience, they have been very difficult to work with. And I started thinking about it and I was talking to a friend of mine and I said, "Hey, I don't really understand why some people really need these discounts, you know, and it really made me think. And I said, wait a minute. If I'm low income and I have a vision and I have a goal and I can see it and I know that this company will help me get there, I have to pay them. So I approach them and I talk to them and I can only do this. And it's not because I'm trying to be funny. It's just because this is all I can afford. But because I put all that I can afford into you to complete this project, now, oh, I gotta do this. You gotta do it this way. And before you know it, you begin to start losing your passion for the project, because this is no longer a person that's coming to you for a service. This is somebody that's dictating how you're gonna serve them, and it's really just because their investment meant so much more than someone that has, you know, lots and lots of money. And people value money in different ways. But in my experience, when people approach you for a discount, they're focusing on the end goal and not the process and not what you're offering them and not what you've built them up to. You know, if they're coming to you as a professional, then there's an understanding there. There's a, oh my gosh, this person is great. I need what they have. And they should be willing to come up to where you are. Here's the idea. Let me tell you where I got this from. How many times have you walked in Target and you've seen something that you really like, and you walked over to the sales clerk and you go, excuse me, how much is this DVD? And they say, oh, it's $15.99. Have you ever responded and said, well, can I get it for $9.99? You know why people don't do that? Because people respect the name on the front of the store. They respect the brand that Target has built, and they know that those price tags are in stone. It is a price tag for a reason, so that you don't have to come and ask how much it costs. You can see it on your own. There is no barrier between you understanding how much something costs, getting up to the front register. There's no barrier. You know exactly what it costs when you pick it up, when you turn it over and find that sticker. That is the integrity that Target's brand has built, the experience that they've built. So why should a client come to you with all your expertise, with all your years in training, with all your wisdom and knowledge under your belt, and talk you down off your price? I think we've nailed that one. Do not give discounts. You are worth it. I don't care if you're just starting out. I don't care if you've been doing this for 17 years. Sure, there are times where you can exercise patience and you can offer somebody a discount, but let it be because, you know, you're doing well enough and you can, not because you feel like you must. Because I'm telling you, those lead to situations that end up not so well when it's time for the project to be released. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, send official quotes, even with friends and family. This is a tough one for me because I don't like to deal with money and family. And I know that sounds weird, but I will almost do a project for free for my family. And I realized that could actually, you know, put me in a place where I could be abused. Not that my family would abuse me, but you get what I'm saying. It puts me in a place where I could actually be abused, and I wouldn't make a lot of fuss about it. And it's not because it's not for worth lack of trying. It's just that I don't want. I'm very passionate about my family. I love my family, and I don't want us to stop talking to each other because you couldn't pay me X amount of dollars for a project. I don't want that. So for you to protect the integrity of your brand, even with your friends and your family, you gotta send official quotes. And I don't know if that's through software like 17hats.com, if that's an email, PDF, whatever it is, you gotta consider the time that you're being pulled away from your family, the time and the money that you're investing in materials, the time that you're spending putting their product together or their service together or whatever it is, you need to be valued for that. And it's important that you keep things professional, even with your friends. my wife always gets on me because I call a lot of people friends. That's just what I do. I love that term. Like, it just, I like saying my friend. I could not have talked to somebody in 15 years and still called them my friend. But even with my friends, I have to have a contract. Because, not because I don't trust them, but because I need to be able to create a line of integrity within my business that's going to be respected and it's going to be carried out. We all know that the number one bringer in of revenue is word of mouth. So if I can create an experience for you as a friend that you won't forget, that you love so much, you'll tell more people, and the integrity is there. So when they go and tell somebody about your service or your product, they can also say, yeah, they gave me the contract, I accept the proposal, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. You have to keep things on the up and up. You got to keep things professional at all times because people will run you over. When you are creative, when you have a gift, when you have a calling, whatever the case may be, if you don't set those parameters and do things in an official capacity, you're setting yourself up for failure. So I would love to hear about some of the issues that you have with pricing. I would love to hear about, you know, some of the concerns that you have. Am I charging enough? What should I be charging for? If you haven't already, you should be going through your company and you should be taking a look at all the things that you offer and counting up the costs. You should be deciding on how much it costs for you to produce this. How much does this take away from your profit? How much time is this project going to take? And factor those things into your final price, because the last thing you want to do is take on a project that you're not passionate about, that you are distracted by. And when I say distracted, I mean your mind keeps going to the fact that you're doing this for X amount of dollars when you should be doing it for XXX amount of dollars. And since you can't get past that, your attitude might change towards the project itself. And that's not what we want. So I want you to feel confident in your pricing. And I want you to take control of your pricing and take control of your business by not standing here and allowing yourself to be run over. So that's all that I have for you on today. I want to thank you so very much for listening. Make sure you catch the next episode where we're going to sit down with a good friend of mine and we're going to talk about defining your target audience. You know, it's important to understand where you're headed, who you're serving. Those things are very, very important. And I'm bringing on a friend of mine that's going to help us really make that conversation a whole lot easier. As always, thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope that you gained something from today's episode that you can take with you on your journey. If you are ready to jump out there and you don't know where to start, download my free ebook today that outlines the beginning steps of creating your personal brand at travisbailey.com. Now get out there and enjoy your brand new life.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Learn more about Trevis by visiting trevisbailey.org. Now get out there and plan for your brand new life.